Taylor Swift attacks Trump over USPS. He's well aware that we do not want him as our president. By David Ng on August 15, 2020. Mega pop star and Democratic Party activist Taylor Swift is attacking President Donald Trump over the U.S. Postal Service, claiming that the president is trying to cheat his way to victory in November by dismantling the beleaguered federal agency. Trump's calculated dismantling of USPS proves one thing clearly, Swift tweeted Saturday. He is well aware that we do not want him as our president. He's chosen to blatantly cheat and put millions of Americans' lives at risk in an effort to hold on to power. Swift is also accusing President Trump of taking advantage of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic to subvert and destroy our right to vote and vote safely. The U.S. Postal Service warned 46 states last week that it could not guarantee that all mail-in ballots cast for the presidential election would arrive on time. The agency continues to lose billions of dollars annually, recently saying that it lost $2.2 billion in the 3 months ending in June. On Saturday, President Trump defended Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. Despite protests and criticism from left-wingers about the changes he is making to fix the broken agency, the president has repeatedly criticized the Democrats' push for vote-by-mail as a scam to hurt Republicans, saying that it will lead to a catastrophic situation in November. Taylor Swift, who has been busy promoting her latest album Folklore, recently accused President Trump of stoking the fires of white supremacy, telling the commander-in-chief that we will vote you out in November. She also blasted the U.S. Census Bureau for failing to include a category for non-binary and transgender people on the latest census form. It was so upsetting to me, the erasure of transgender and non-binary people, she said. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HatesDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.